You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Beis HaLevi, Ei Bach. We'll look about Truspo Bismanazeh. Let's look at this Rashi. What? Yeah, I didn't give it out yet. We'll start with the Gittins. You have a Gittin? We'll start with Gittin. Avi. Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. Tanan Asa. Takan of Hillel Pruspel. Hillel Hiskim Pruspel. Tanan Asa Pruspel Einu Mishamet. Pruspel is not Mishamet. Zechad Min Advam Shehiskin Hillel Azoke. Sheroh Asam Shenimnu Milhavo Zehzeh. He saw Yidden were not refraining from lending. But overall, Mashikosav HaTeirah, they're over alive. Hishamalecha, you know, the Torah warns, don't refrain from lending despite the fact that that Shemitah is coming. Hishamalecha, when you devarim lechol yiblahav. Amar viskin Pruzbal. Now, we once discussed, I don't know when we learned the daf, what was the eka point of Pruzbal? Was it, that it should be, the malva shouldn't be over alive, or that the lovers can borrow money? See, if you read it, it's mashma shenimim lahalvus va'overal mashikos v'atayra. We don't want to make sure people not being over an issa. That's what it looks like. But I forgot what, the mucker. Like why we say no. The main thing was that people couldn't get a loan. Are we protecting people from being over an issa? So give them musa. The Torah says yishom alecha. So he'll said. You know, the Gemara is mashma. The Gemara doesn't mean. I forgot who said this. Yes, we quoted this from someone. That even though it's mashma and the pashtus haGemara, it was in order that the malvu shouldn't be over a lav. But that, you know, you make a takana. I mean, it does make sense. Made a takana so people shouldn't be over the lav. Give them musa. The answer is lifers couldn't get a loan.
It's not solely. That is a fact.
It's a fact, do you want to say? But you know, it doesn't even mention that a lawyer couldn't get a loan. It only mentions this. I'm saying it could be it doesn't mean this. It just means that the malv was over the lav, and the male of the lawyers couldn't get a loan. So, you mean, why say the malv was over the lav? It's like not the important point. This is the Gufa Shal Pruzbal. This year, a lot of us did it. It's a ploni. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, what's going on here? Umika midi, the Maraisa Misham Teshvias. Midaraisa Shvias is Mishamit. Vihiskin illal de lo Mishamit. And illal is Misakin, it's not Mishamit. Now there's a big machlekes, I call this the Golden Mayor. You know, Taisvis learns, see, Golden Mayor thought his principle is a great kayach of the Rabbanan, that they. Taisus learns it's midaraisa, maisesh tarais of the bezdin. Taisus learns Prisbal is not a trick of the rabbis. See in a minute.
That was her line for the autopsy.
Right. That's what goes for the autopsy. The autopsies. Okay. Right, that's what I thought.
Never.
Right. Make a Prisbal. Because she thought she was learning like Rashi. That Prisbal is a takanid rabbana. But Taisus doesn't learn that way yet. Taisus says, no, it's a daraisa. It's a daraisa. Moses says, so what is the Gemara asking? So what's the Gemara asking? The Gemara is asking that Hillel shouldn't have done it. It's like a little bit of a chutzpah. The Torah wants loans to be abrogated, and Hillel recommended to make a prosbel. According to Taisus, prosbel works daraisa. You want to see it in Taisus. Mika midi. Look at Taisus. And how he argues in Rashi. Mika midi the daraisa mishamit shvis. And Hillel made up this thing called Prisbal to avoid Shemitah. The Tikkunil de lo Mishamit. So Rashi learns. Later the Gemara says, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So Rashi learns, the Gemara could say that also. Hefker Bezdin Hefker. The rabbis pulled the Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So Midaraisa, that's Rashi learns. The Gemara doesn't say it here. But Rashi learns it. The Gemara says, in the next Sugya Hefker Bezdin Hefker, means he has a Taisa says, no. Why doesn't say it here? Hashtalo by Rav Lishnui, Akushnef was Nayafkir, Shani Basachi, Mishum the Kashle, Doil Akar Shvi Ashimi Daraisa. What's Hillel doing? It's like against the will of the Torah, it's against the spirit of the Torah. So you say, Hefka Bez Nefer, Vafagav Dashini Bisifri? It's a Sifri. If It's an open sifri, it's a pasuk, ein mishmitim. So this is a legal trick. It's not Hillel's chab. It's not Hillel's changing the Torah law. It's against the spirit of the law. So you can't answer Hefker Bezdin Hefker. If the most gosh is that it's against the spirit of the law, you can't answer Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Shebitel Bekach Hashmatas Ksafin. Shetziv Satira. So that's how Tysus learns. So again, I just reiterate, we said it off in the daf, we always call it the Golden Meir Pshat. You know, Rashi learns that it's a Rabbanan the convention, Prispal. Hillel made up idea, Prispal, Hefker Bezdin Hefker, because Rashi learns that the Gemara late is going back here. Tysus learns, no, Hillel didn't make this up. This is a Sifri, it's a Doraisa. So Tysus says later, Rashi learns it's only a Asmachta. Rashi learns most of Shtosel Bezdin is not Doraisa. It's Hillel's invention. Hillel's invention, Prispal. Tysus learns, no, Prispal is Doraisa. The Chiddush of Hillel was that he taught people to do it.
But if it's a Doraisa, it's Derecha Darchinayim, usually we say, by Doraisas, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's a Doraisa permitted, why shouldn't it be?
It's almost like Mechiras Chametz, you know. It's a way to get around. So Hillel's taught. So the Chiddush was, why Hillel? Hashem wants Chayvus to be void on Shemitah. Why are you telling people? You shouldn't be telling people, advising them to do it. That's how Tosfos learns the cash. The Gemara is not mashma like that. The Gemara says Mika Midi. The Gemara says Mishav Shemitah. The Gemara says Mika Midi. It's against the spirit. I say Tosfos learns. The Gemara is asking, it's against the spirit of the law. It's against the spirit of the law. God wants Shemitah Mishamit. There is a Torah way of avoiding Shemitah Mishamit, but Hillel shouldn't teach the people to do it.
It's not rebelling entirely.
Of Shemitah, Shemitah's Ksafim. Yeah, everyone makes a principle, so there's no Shemitah's Ksafim.
There's a solution in certain cases that you said.
Okay, so this is reviewing a very important Rabbi Sai, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and the whole idea of Prisbal. You know, is it what I call the Golda Meir Pshat? Golda Meir learned like Rashi. That Rabbanan made up Hillel, made up a thing called Prusbel. He just made it up so to stop Shemitah from working. Tais learns it's
Tareisa. Is there a chenechan somehow that what would be the reason why the Torah would give us a Shemitah should be Mishamit moment? Why would the Torah do such a thing? Would give a time for this?
Which Shemitah is Mishamit?
Why Shemitah would be Mishamit? What's the
last fresh start? The poor life, no. People are poor, they borrow money.
They borrow money because they
can eat. Right.
They literally,
right.
In small
vaults,
and they couldn't eat.
So, it's Rachmanis Ananani, that's all. It's compassion for the poor. So, now the Gemara says, well, I want to go next piece. So, the Gemara asks, this kasha. Umika midi, about 8 lines from the bottom. Mika midi deraisim shamta shvias. Is there such a thing that midaraisim shamta shvias? This can hillel deloma shamta. So Rashi is learning this whole thing, most historic to the best. It's about an invention. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. Tysus learns the Gemara means it's against the spirit of the law. It's a Torah. The mechanism of principle is midaraisim, Tysus learns. It's just, what's his business that Hillel's teaching people to do it? I call it against the spirit of the law.
Why is it a takana? If he's teaching people how to do it, it's not a takana.
It's a takana, Hillel. His takana was it, everyone should do it. His takana was do it. He's recommending teaching, but you're right. It wasn't.
Takana. He could have done it without it.
Yeah, right. It's just Hillel taught us to do it, that's all. That's all. Tosfos says, L'hoyle l'akav shvius shidoraisa. It's the spirit of the law.
You need Bezdin to cooperate with it.
You don't need Bezdin. I'm Abai. So Abai answers, it's not the Raisa today. B'shvius b'zmanazeh v'rebi. B'shvius b'zmanazeh v'rebi. Rebbe holds that shvius b'zmanazeh is only the Rabbanan. That's what I want to focus on tonight, Shir. Shvius Rebbe old Shvius Bezanzev Rebbe, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer. Vizedvar Shmita Shamite. It's a repetition. Vizedvar Shmita Shamite. I mean, it's not really repetitious. Shemitah is the name of the year, and Shemot means what to do, but the Gemara Dashan is the double Shemitah Shemot. B'shnei Shemitah Sakos V'daber. Acha Shemitah Skarka. Now, what is Shemitah Skarka? Rashi learns, you don't rest the land. Rashi learns simple pshat. Shemitah Skarka means you rest the land. V'acha Shemitah Ksafim means you abrogate, you forgive loans. Bizman Shetom Shamit Karka, when Shemitah is Karka is Noyeg, Tom Shamit Ksafim. V'ashimish Karka, Tom Shamit Ksafim. So let's see Rashi, how Rashi learns. V'shemitah Bizman Azer. V'hilol Karebi Sfirah. I want to mention, it's Machlekes Rishonim, if we paskin Shvius Bizman Azer as Daraisa, or Darabonon, or according to the Baal HaMor, it could be there's not even Shemitah Midrabanan today. There was some Paiskim that wanted to be matted to till the soil in Eretz Yisrael because the Baal HaMor Shita is Das Yechida. Beis HaLevi says, see, people thought that the four Gedolim, remember when Ari came here, Ari Bergman, and he spoke about the Heter Mechira. So the Beis HaLevi mentions there was a rumor that these Gedolim, the Kavna Rav, the biggest Gedolim in Europe, were relying on the Baal HaMor Shita. He says, no, only if you sell the land to a guy. He speaks out in the Dvaravram because some people were stamater. Said, according to Baal HaMor, there's not even Shemitah Midrabanan Bizman Hazeh. There are three Shitas, but it's a Das Yachid. So let's see how Rashi learns Rebbe. Rebbe, the Torah paskins, Shemitah is Bizman Hazeh Drabanan. You know, if it's only Drabanan, you can make kulas. The Beis HaLevi with the long Arichas brings many Shitas that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Doraisa. So let's see why Rebbe holds this Drabanan. The Gemara says, Shemitah's Ksafim is only Drabanan, because Shemitah's Karka is only Drabanan. Now why is Shemitah's Karka only Drabanan today? See, Rebbe is saying, you're not Meshamit Karka, you're not Meshamit Ksafim. So Rashi learns, it means, if Harisha, when Harisha is in the only Zman, when Harisha is Asar, you do, see, Shemitah's Ksafim is nothing to do with the land. Nothing to do with the land, Kedushas Haaretz. But we have a drasha. When there's no Shemitah's Karka, so there's no Shemitah's Ksafim. But the Gemara doesn't say why there's no. So that means, so Pashit you learn. Gemara means that because Midaraisa, there's no Shemitah's Karka today. So there's no Shemitah's Ksafim today. It's only the Rabbanan. And if it's only the Rabbanan, say Hillel, it's okay. The Tikkun Rabbanan, the Teshamet, Zekel
Shemitah. After this Mitzvah, which was
destroyed, right?
Right.
Bizman Hazeh. After the Chum Beis HaMikdash, Pashtas, the thing about the Shamit, Zeichel HaShvius. So Rabbanan created that Shemit is Meshamit Zeichel HaShvius. Right, Hillel Shem Nimnu V'Ham L'Hal V'Zezeh. So Hillel saw Shem Nimnu V'Ham L'Hal V'Zezeh. That they're refraining from lending each other. I'm a Viskin Prispel. Then the Gemara asks, how can Hillel create Shemit of Bizman Hazeh? Here's where the Gemara says, Hefker, Ebez, and Hefker. The Gemara then asks, if Midaraisa said there's no Shemitah today, so how can Hillel create Shemitah? What gives him the power to create Shemitah? Midaraisa, you owe the money. And Hillel created Shemitah and said, you don't owe the money? So he answered, Hefke Bezdin Hefke, or Shev Al Tas. Gemara gave two terutz. See, the Gemara's terutz is on the creation of Shemitah, not on Prozbal. The Gemara later, with the Gemara says, Shev Al Tas and Hefke Bezdin Hefke, the Gemara asks, how can Hillel make, how can the Rabbanan make Shemitah Bizman Hazeh? Mika Midaraisa lo Misham Tashvius. Midaraisa, there's no Shvius. Now let's look how Rashi learns Rebbe. And we'll see how Taisus learns, and we'll study a little bit later. The Gemara says, Viskin Hillel, Losham V'akad V'art, Dabi Minatar. Bishvius Bizman Hazeh. Bihillel Karebi Svirili. Dabi Shvius Lashmatas Milva Bizman Hazeh de Rabbanan. Shvius, the fact that it removes loans is only the Rabbanan. Vavgav Hillel B'dai Sheini. It's a big problem, Rashi and Taisus. Hillel was in B'dai Sheini. You mean in B'dai Sheini there was no Shemitah Midaraisa? Hillel, Rebbe holds Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, but Hillel was not after the Churban. Hillel was during B'dai Sheini.
No, you don't know.
Oh, so Rashi's Machadish. Vavgav the Hillel B'dai Sheini have a Tzvile L'Abaye. The B'dai Sheini, Abaye holds. Tzvile L'Abaye. The Baal Shena Hovelo Yovel Noeg, since Yovel was not Noeg, a Nagu Shemitah Midaraisa. So there was no Shemitah Midaraisa. So why was there no Shemitah Midaraisa? Because there's no Yovel. Burn by Sheni, there was no Shemitah Daraisa and no Yovel Daraisa. Since there's no Yovel.
Why was
Koyosh Ve'Olel. To be Yovel, you need settled. Everyone settled. Ezra took up 40,000 yidden. It wasn't kol yoshvel lel. What I mean by erichin, when yovus a kaddish mitin. The Gemara says in Ervin, they counted the yovus le kaddish mitin. The shmit is only midrabanan. During by Shani, Rashi learns shmita was only drabanan. So therefore, shmita's ksafim was also only drabanan. When there's no shmita midaraisa, you can till the soil, can work the land, so there's no din of shmita's kesef, midrabanan kamer. So he brings a Yerushalmi, minayin shina shmata noyes bezman shi yovel noig. He brings a Yerushalmi, minayin shina shmata shmita bezman shi yovel noig. Oh, this chiddush, if there's no yovel, there's no shmita, there's a Yerushalmi. It's not mentioned in the Bavli. The Yerushalmi says, when there's no yovel, there's no shmita. Zed var shmita shamait, our same drasha, but the Yerushalmi is talking about yovel and shmita. Our Gemara is saying there's no shmita's karka, there's no shmita's loans. The Yerushalmi says that the Mishumot, our shmita's yovel, vach shmita's shvius. So when there's no yovel, there's no shmita, there's no shvius. Avotos kanri, you see the shvius noig bisman shein yovel noig. Rashi says, no, the Torah's Kanim says, she's a noig when there's not, Yovel's not noig. From the Shemach Lakis. Rashi says, Shemach Lakis. You know, Tosis learns our Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael. Tosis, Rabbeinu Tam, learns our Gemara the following way. Please look in the Bryce, the Tanya, Rabbi Yomen. Zed Mar Shmit Shomot, Bishnei Shmit is a Goz Medabi. Echa Shmit is Karka, you know what Shmit is Karka means in Koi to Tosis, Yovel. Tosis, Rabbeinu Tam learns that our Gemara means the Yerushalmi. When our Gemara says Achshmitas Karka, Shmitas Ksafim, Bisman Shetomishamit Karka, Tomishamit Ksafim means when there's no Yovel, there's no Shmita. Taisis learns, Tom learns, that our Gemara means like that Yerushalmi that Rashi quotes. And Karka, Shmitas Karka means Yovel. And Shmitas Ksafim means Shmita. According to most Rishonim, it means Shmitas Ksafim doesn't only mean Ksafim. It means Chrisha, not tilling this, working the soil, and Shemitah's Ksavim. Is Manshita Mishamit Karka means when there's Yovel, the Shemitah. When there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah. But Taisus holds. Is Yovel Midaraisa by Hashem. The Taisus holds that he'll make the Takana for after the Churban. Taisus has that big Daichik, because Taisus holds that there was. He learns that Gemara and Erech and Rashi means there's only a Havamina. At the end, there is Yovel by Hashem. Taisus says there is Yovel by Hasheni, and the Gemara means after the Churban, and Hillel was sacking principle for after the Churban 100 years later. According to Taisus, and Taisus says it, very big docha. Hillel made it 100 years later. Now,
question.
Yeah.
Somebody Lazarus could take a loan, knowing that he's not going to pay back, so he could do something to kill him. Or it's b'dieved, you know, he couldn't pay back.
No,
and then,
no.
2 months later, it's with the Shabbat. You can do things like a killer like that?
And Shemitah, to rely on Shemitah doesn't seem to be like a sin. You want money, yes, I don't have enough, I think. I have the base of late here. See, you have more. I'm sorry if I don't have enough, I apologize.
Turner.
So, I'm usually an optimistic guy, but with the weather tonight, without the mic, there's no Myra. I was like, okay. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, as I mentioned earlier, you know, the Beis HaLevi, I try to pick out some gems from the Beis HaLevi because he has a long arichas here. He brings many Rishonim that Shmit, we don't paskin like Rebbe, we paskin Shmit, Mizman Azed HaRaisa. Many Rishonim. Right. But the Bavli doesn't bring the Yerushalmi. The Bavli doesn't. The quote Rabbi Otam, that's what Agmar means. The Bavli, and even Rashi says it's machlokes. Rashi brings it to Sifri, argues with the Yerushalmi. And the Bavli doesn't bring the Yerushalmi. So many Rishonim hold Shmita, even though there's no Yovel, agree there's no Yovel, but Shmita is Benazeh, is Daraisa. The Tur, Paskin Shmita Benazeh, the Rabbana. Once the Torah, most Achrayim assume Shmita Bizman is the Rabban. Makes a big nafkamina how much he can be makel. You know, the Rabbanan, even the selling, the Heta Mechira, if it's the Reise, it's very hard to rely on these kulas. If it's the Rabbanan, Ki Yodua, and the Rabbanan, it's easier to be makel. So the Beis HaLevi, he would paskin really Shmita is the Reise, most of the Rishonim. But the Torah, he says, look, the Torah paskins that way. But he says, like, see, he says, Chas v'shalom, to rely on the Balamor, that there's no Shemitah today, even the Rabbanon. He says, that's that far you can't go. If you don't want to go like the Shulchan Aruch, then go the other way. Like, he just says, you can't go and say, well, there's no Shemitah b'zman hazeh. Well, there's a Shitas HaBalamor. And he says, even the Balamor only relies on it for Shemitah's Kasef. Even the Balamor only says this, not Lagabi tilling the soil. He says that you don't need a Prusbel. Because, you know, when the Rush came to town to be the Rav, that nobody's writing Prusbels. They were collecting chayvis after Shemitah. So the Rush was shrying, and nobody listened to him. The Minhag Yisrael was not to write a prosbel. So we'll discuss that. Now, why is it only Drabbanan today, Shemitah? I missed the shtickel diyuk in Rashi. Why is it only today? I'll give you three svaras. Why is Shemitah only Drabbanan today? Why is it Drabbanan? Why is Shemitah only Drabbanan? Why isn't that Daraisa? You know, we had a Gemara, the Mishnah, Yankov is this. Shemitah's Daraisa. Many Gemara's, and that's the Yanon Gimel, Shabbos and Shemitah. Mishnah, Shabbos, Daraisa, Shemitah, Daraisa. All these Paiskim, the Paskin, Shemitah's the Rabbanan. It was an open Gemara in Gittin and Gimel. Remember that Sugya that if you make Shogik, make Xerah Shogik, amazed, they made a Chiluk of Shabbos and Shemitah. So the Gemara says, Mishnah, Shabbos, Daraisa, Shemitah, Daraisa. Gemara says, you count for Shemitah, you don't count from Shabbos. The Gemara gives Mephalpah, the Anun Gimel. But the Gemara says, Shemitah's Daraisa, Stama Gemara. Mishnah Shabbos Daraisa, Shemitah's Daraisa. He wants to say a teretz to Beis HaLevi, that it means it's an Ola, Ezra made an Ola, it's like a Daraisa. He goes very interesting answer to answer this. That even if you hold it's the Rabban, it's Takon, it's Ezra, and he made an Ola and a Shvua, it's like a Daraisa. That's how the Beis HaLevi answers that. So, one reason it's the Rabbanan today is Batla Kedush Salat. One reason you could say it's the Rabbanan is Batla Kedush Salat. But now, you know, so we paskin Kedush Shni is Batla or Lo Batla. Pashtas, Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Yossi Yevamis, Kedush Shni is not Batla. Not Batla. Kedush Shni is Batla. Kedush Shni, a famous Rambam Shita. Kedush Shni is not Batla. But some Rishonim hold it's the Rabbanan. There's no Kedush Salat today, which, as I say, is a big machlokes. Pashtus, we do. Paskin, there is Kedushas. The other reason that there's no Shemitah today is because that Shemitah's Tali B'Yovel. We Paskin like Rebbe, the Shemitah Tali B'Yovel. When there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah. Well, is that Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat? He says the other Pshat, the Beis HaLevi. And he gives a third Pshat. That's a Rambam, the Chosar Kibush V'Chiluk. There's no Kibush V'Chiluk today. You need it's a Nayadin. Kibush V'Chiluk. To have Shemitah, the land has to be captured and given out. And we don't know who owns which piece of land. There's no... So that's why Shemitah... Those are the three svaras. Now look what he says here. Something fascinating. On Zayin. V'oid zois deina. Ki lo kol adat kanas derabanan domin. V'yesh ba'em chilukim. Echad yesh mehen. Masha osru chachomim o mishum tiknu b'dover sheba'atzmo shazah ha'dover ein bo isa darais. Siag! Classic the Rabbanim. This is classic. Rabbanim make a siyag that they invent something new. V'rak mishum siyag legedah shifku b'darais tuchdoma. V'zeh udam r'savik the Rabbanim l'kul. Savik the Rabbanim l'kul. When Rabbanim make a siyag, when Rabbanim make a chumrah, they savik the Rabbanim l'kul. Amna. Mashadav b'atzmo mitzvah d'arais. It's by atzmo mitzvah d'arais. V'amekayim oisos ha-mitzvah mamash. El asher So why is it, so why don't you have to do it? But you don't have to do it. There's no chiyuv b'zman hazeh. But if you do it, you get a mitzvah d'oraisa. Kumo, isa shviz. He says the Beis HaLevi, isa shviz. Inoma de lo bot la kedusha. Ah, that's chakira. We pash this old lo bot la kedusha. Eretz Yisrael as kedusha. Kamata. So he says, if you keep Shemitah today, all those heroes that came to America, you know, the what's that called, the organization, you know, these heroes that are keeping Shemitah, I am a kaima oisu mitzvah daraisa. I'm a daraisi, not mechuyiv today. The ratzna torah kedosha, he goes in philosophical, he's getting a bit philosophical, the ratzna torah kedosha, the ratzna kedosha, tishbos mishviyas. The rak in achir v'atah, shimdena yovel noyim. You hear what he's saying, Rabbi Sam? If there's a side pator, this is very philosophical. It's not briskish. If be'etzem, the Eretz has kedusha. If the Eretz has no kedusha, it's tamad rabbanan safik l'kula. But he says, if you get old, Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. So the Kedusha Yisrael demands the Eretz should rest. But you have a technical reason, it's only the Rabbanim. Because much in a Yovel Noig, ain't Shemitah Noig. But if you do it, you Mekayim HaMitzvah D'Oraisa, he says. The Chartz Apella, I wouldn't assume this. I would have said, well, if you have a technical p'tur, what's the difference? The p'tur is that the art says no kedusha. I mean, I hear it. Don't get me wrong.
The word noyeh, give a clue to it. The word
The Beis Halevi is saying something, you know.
It's a huge chiddush.
He's saying if you learn there's no Kedushas HaOretz, that's one reason there's no Yovel today. So it's nothing. It's not nothing. It's the Rabbanan. Rabbanan Siag. Rabbanan said keep Yovel. We don't want to forget about Shemitah. Keep Shemitah. But if there's Kedushas HaOretz, it's only a technical Ptur. So he's learning if you do it, you Mekayim HaMitzvah D'Oraisa. How could be a Mitzvah D'Oraisa if there's a technical Ptur?
It's like sitting in a sukkah when it's raining.
Right. It's like saying, it's almost like that, except you call the head, you see, we don't say you mekayim a mitzvah. When you putter from sukkah, if you sit in the sukkah, you mekayim a mitzvah. Teishu came to do it, it's no mitzvah. Vima posek omer, ekev hashishamar mikol, look what he brings. It's getting very philosophical. Haposek omer, ekev hashishamar mikol, vashmar mishvam tzevich uksev visorosai. V'chazal shikim arvam vino kol ha-torah, ashlo nitna. V'akosem mishab kol zeh. There's no chiv. He's saying, Avraham Avinu was Mekayim the Torah, there's no Chiv. So if we keep Shemitah, it's the same thing. You have a technical Ptur. But Avraham Avinu had a Ptur, there was Matan Torah yet. Im ken kal v'chomer ashta, shanit Matan Torah. We already got to receive the Torah.
He knew about it. He had no
good, he had but he wasn't Mechuyev. What are we praising him? He kept the Torah, even though it was Mechuyev. So Beis Halevi is saying, if you keep Shemitah today, and you hold like Pashtus, Rambam Pashtus, we hold, there's Kedushas HaOretz. But there's a technical Ptur, you're still Mekayim the Mitzvah. It's like, it's doing the Mitzvah without being Mechuyev. Whoa. Awesome Chiddush. V'shom Shvius, Rak L'shod Niftu Michil. Mochi Yipun Beis HaMikdi Meir B'Yomeinu. V'lai Do Gora Ashta Mikodem Adon Tar. We know less. Avraham Avinu kept Shemitah, he wasn't Mitzvah. So if we're keeping Shemitah, we're Mekayim the Mitzvah D'Oraisa, says the Beis HaLevi, even if Yod Shemitah is the Rabban. Wow. Oh. It's in the Pesukim, Rabbi, say Ezra. It's Midivrei Kabbalah. It's not only a Derabbanan, and I always tell the others, it's Machlekes, Turi Evin, other Achrainim. If there's such a thing, three levels, Doraisa Derabbanan, it's Doraisa Divrei Kabbalah and Derabbanan. The Turi Evin is the one who decided that there's something in between the Reis and the Rabbanan called Divrei Kabbalah. See, many Rishonim at Ladnius Daiti, most Achronim are the same thing. The Rabbanan, Divrei Kabbalah, what's the difference? Aydei Anivim, Shema Kosset B'Yirmiya, Hatzivi Lach Tziyunim, Simi Lach Tamrurim, Simi Libech Lemesila Beirach Haleches, Shemazu Anavi. The Navi in Yirmiyah is commanding us. The mitzvah she'enoig b'zman ha'golus. Because the Yirmiyah, the tatziv lucha tziyunim, l'derech shekvar lachta b'mikodim b'zman ha'bayis. Make tziyunim. Remember, the Navi is telling us, remind yourself the way it was before the Churban. P'yir shekvar ha'yisach chayib b'em v'shamarta osam. The kar v'adav she'en mitzvah d'araisa. But it's parashas ekev. You know what he darshins, Rabbi said? Do you know the famous Ramban Rashi says that today we keep tefillin is only to practice tziyunim? All the Zionists, it's a very famous Ramban. It's mashmei, all the mitzvahs, the ikar kiyum is in Eretz Yisrael. These are b'parshas Ekev. Yishom lechem pen yiftel levavchem, v'avaretem v'otzar, v'samtem es dvar eila, u'ksharetem u'chsavtem, because of Mishom Rashi. Rashi in Chumash quotes it. Divra ha-sifri, avlacha shedik tiglu, even though you go to Golus, keep tefillin, keep your practice. Tziyunim, you're keeping tefillin. I'll see the Beis Halevi. I never knew this Beis Halevi till today. This amazing pshat. So the Ramban Taka says that the ikakim of the Torah is only in Eretz Yisrael, even tefillin. Even mitzvahs atuis ba'aretz, the ikarotz Hashem is to do them in Eretz Yisrael. We only do them in Chutz La'aretz to practice, quote unquote. But let's look at the Beis Halevi learns. The Kosem Shem Rashi, Divra Sifri, Ramban, you can see the Ramban always mentions this. Aflachash tiglu to mitzuyanim b'mitzvahs asu tefillin, kavu mezuzah, tashir lechem, chadoshim k'shetichzu. Shouldn't be no, keep practice. You should keep tefillin and mezuzah in Chutz La'aretz.
Still, yes.
But you see what he says.
He's giving a reason why the Torah gave it.
Right. The Shteitzach. He doesn't mean that there's no real chiyuv today. He just means that the hashkafa. But look at the Beis Halevi learns. He has his own pshat. V'chinu matzivu lach tziyunim. Hasifri. Adkan l'shan hasifri. Hari shimin ha-Torah hus haru lasuske. So you know what Rabbi Yishai is saying? Midaraisa, you have to keep tziyunim. So he's learning, keep Shemitah today, it's a chiv daraisa. That's what the Krishna means, Rabbi Yishai. See, when we say Krishna, we don't learn that way. What's the Krishna saying? You're going to go into Golos, and yet keep tefillin and mezuzah. Yep, shat, Rabbi Yishai. When I say Krishna, I don't think this Rashi. From now on, I'm gonna. Yeah, Rabbi Yishai. When we read the second parasha of Krishna, so we read, you know, be careful, Shamu lechem pen yiftel vavchem, v'sartem adem lemachvim v'shtach v'zalem, v'chaf ha'ashem b'chem, and all the oynish, and be chased out of Eretz Yisrael. And what is it saying in Krishna? Keep tefillin and mezuzah, tziyunim! Rashi quotes it there. Even though you're in Golus, put on tefillin and keep mezuzah. Pshat! Is this amazing? When you read Krishna, are you thinking this? Not meaning, I admit it. Sam, from now on, when we read Krishna, it's Rashi and Chumash. When we read Krishna, we think, oh, it says tefillin and mezuzah. If it said we go into Golos, we just say, oh, it's a chiv tefillin, a chiv mezuzah. Rashi learns from the Sifri, it's siyunim.
Symbolic term and nice
and all that. Yeah, it's a good question.
I have no idea what to do. Oh,
is that? It's a good question.
Those are Talmud Bars. Those are all Talmud Bars. Meisters and all that.
You know why the Rambam holds? The Rambam holds the summary.
You don't have to do symbolic, but it doesn't apply there at all.
According to this, it's a good. Just like Shemitah, he learns Yimakayim. According to him, if you do Truma, it'll be Yimakayim. Even, you know why the Rambam holds? Rambam has to do Shnei Zalabat. Kedusha starts as Rambam holds Kedusha Shnei. The Kedusha of Ezra was never bought. So this Kedusha starts all today. So why is that Truma Daraisa? Famous Rambam. He quotes it in this Beis Halevi. The Rambam says, because it's not Kol Yoshve Olam. The Rambam applies Kol Yoshve Olam to Truma. I always say to the island, if our Daf Yomi, if we'll move, if we'll all move there to Israel, it'll be Daraisa, Yovel, it'll be Yovel. Well, it's getting
there. Right now
it's already 50%. Amazing.
6 million versus 12 million. I don't know if it's 6 million Jews now.
No, I think there are. I think there's 6 million Jews in Israel. I think so.
6 million Jews?
Yeah, I think so.
Out of a population of 7 or so.
Right? Yeah. And it's getting close. It's going to be Rav. The Kol Yishvela, Rav Yishvela, we're getting there. Amazing. We're losing Jews, and Golis Jews is disappearing. We're losing them in the... Yeah. So, he says, He fembes the Gemara, and then Gimel and Gittin. Shvius daraisa. He means this. He means the Tziyunim. But I'm reminding the Olam, Yossi, when we read Krishna, we have to start remembering that Rashi. It's a Rashi. That even though you're in Golos, put on tefillin, keep tzitzis, hasu tziyunim la-toyra. Now he says...
But you shouldn't have to make a bracha.
No. Abad is chiv daraisa. It's a chiv daraisa, but... See, he's going to... You see how he learns. He learns... Look how he learns. That's why he calls Shvius daraisa. It's the tziyunim. It's a tziyunim. Like the pasuk in Yirmiyah. The Gemara says that he asked the Makashi of Yochanan and said, there's no Raya. So what's he mean, Machmir? It's only the Rabbanan. It's not only the Rabbanan, because it's a Kiyum Daraisa. Apostle the Gan Bishtar. He's talking about the Gemara in Gittin we had. Remember, there's a Shailuf, there's a Bishtar, Shemitah's Meshamet. So Shemitah's only the Rabbanan. The Paiskim ask, if Shemitah's, Rabbi Yochanan said, there's no Raya from that Braisa. Remember, there was one Braisa that said, that if you have a Shtar, Shemitah is not Meshamit. So Rabbi Yochanan says, that price is Beishami, hold star on me the Goske Gavida. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say? It's a suffix, let it be Mekel, it's only a suffix, the Rabbanan. Zak the Beis Halevi, this suffik, you can't be makel. Because this is a shtikel daraisa. It's psukim in Yirmiyah, it's the tziyunim.
You know, Shemitah's suffering is not again in the whole world, right? It's not all over.
Yes.
It's very different from regular.
Yeah. There's some poskim. We don't have time tonight for the Bach. Hold that it's not noyin chutz laretz. Usvarzu shachrat shamshin yovel. This svar that he's saying is only if you hold these. There's no yovel. The technical p'tur. If you hold there's no kedushas haaretz, then there's no practice. If you hold there's no kedushas haaretz, then Eretz Yisrael is like New York. Usvarzu shachrat latamshin shin yovel. Avlomu the kedushas shniya batlam. Those Rishonim that hold Shemitah is only there, Baron, because the Kedusha of Ezra is bottle. You're not doing anything. There's no Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. What are you practicing? The Tziyunim is only when there's Kedusha yields. Betzen. The Mitzvah is the holy land should rest. It's not a holy land. If the land is holy, but there's a technical tour, so you have a technical tour, you're being Mekayim Shvius. It's like I'll be machmir with six. A beggar which has three, which does have four corners. Ridiculous! If there's no kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, it's like putting tzitzis on a beggar of three corners. He says.
So we all, everyone holds a bottle of shana until by a sheni.
Was bottle kedusha shana is low kitchlas of the law. Machlokes is kedusha
shnei. Are they saying that during?
I think both is a machlokes, by the way.
Are they saying during Galus Bavel there was no need to keep these mitzvahs at all because you weren't even there was no kedusha haaretz, so there wasn't even need to put on.
Because kedusha shnei was bottle. Because kedusha shnei when they went to Bavel, when they went to Bavel.
Why you can't be practicing the mitzvahs for the time that kedusha does return? I'm not sure the logic of that, but. That would mean that they're by Rishon for both all
the they knew they're going to be returning in 70 years.
Yeah. But we're saying that when the Kedusha's bottle was
I understand.
So please skip to the title. I want to learn with you. There's a little more drush, if you don't mind. It's very interesting drush. He brings here how he learns pshat by tefillin. He's learning tefillin is just a, you know, it's a tziyunim. But he says, don't make a mistake. Look in the top, four lines in the top. Shamati Rabbi, mispalim. They're like amazed. Berosim divrei sifri, yalalu. The nirla from riata. The tefillin, like you're saying, Yitzchak, how can you make a bracha? It's only practice. The riata, the mitzvah still ata, in rakla zecha be'alvi, mitzvah se midaraisa chas v'shal. The pashtas of the sifri, that you're just doing it to practice, looks like there's no chiv tefillin b'zman hazeh, which is wrong. Vareyu choy v'saguf, tuyu b'atzlois gam b'chutz lois. Ze'eno. Chas v'shal, mzak the beisal. Sifri Dorish came a pasuk on Nehemar b'Torah. This is samtem ukshartem achapsukim anorim l'malah binyan agolas. This is what we discovered in Rashi and Chumash that the Torah is saying tefillin after you go into Golas. Why does he put tefillin after Golas? What's the connection? Im ken areu gam atem mitzadoraisa. The Krishma state that you have to put on tefillin after you go into Golas. That's what it says in Krishma. You're going into Golas and you put on tefillin. Came the Sibat Torah. Came at the Golas Mechuyim b'tefillin. Now, what's the Sifri doing? Sifri lo borak liten tam ala mitzvah b'Golas. The reason, the philosophy of the mitzvah b'Golas. Shuto elis la'asid lavo. Vein shum tchiluk be mitzvah k'su b'Torah shizichram mashenas b'zman ha'over b'oshu b'zichram l'tzias Mitzrayim. Sometimes you have a mitzvah, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. This mitzvah, what's the difference? Is a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim or mitzvah? Now he's going to say, the Beis HaLevi is going to say, that tefillin doesn't accomplish anything today. He's going to say that the idea of tefillin doesn't work today. Look what he says. Of a mitzvah k'su b'tar, she zichum v'tarlis liyom abayim lasid lavam. Ken l'ashtein etzvein v'furish abasa. So what is this? So now why are we saying this? What do I say? Why is tefillin not? It's only a tziyunim today. Amnam lahavin kavonis esifit from alaluhu. The pasuk nemu kshartam lois al yadech. Pirush nema b'tor shebal peh shulikshu tefillin al yad. Shartam lois al yadech. So Torah bal peh says shulikasher tefillin al yad. You don't even mean that. It's not necessarily mean that. One spoke out of my writ.
Right.
Doesn't mean tie it on your hand. It means make a kesher and put it on your hand, but that's not for now. If you need a mitzvah shibitor, it's a mitzvah shibitor shibitor. the mitzvah is written Tosha B'Sav, v'akavon v'tachlis shebo mukul b'Tosha B'Alpeh. Usually the format is, the Torah says what to do. Tosha B'Alpeh teaches us the philosophy, the reason. L'vad b'ktsas nisu gam ha-to'elas. Some mitzvahs, the Torah says the to'elas. Like tzitzis, sparan tzitzis, and you remember all the mitzvahs. Says the to'elas of tzitzis. V'atam shebo, v'matzah, matzah. Says a mitzvah and it gives the reason. K'siv l'man tizkos yom tzitzcha. Sometimes the Torah gives us a mitzvah. You know what the Prima Gadim, the Bach says. The Bach says, where the Torah gives the reason. If you don't have in mind the reason, you're not Yotze. We only, we paskin l'chatchila, you must have in mind that. But the Bach says, where the Torah gave the reason, if you don't have in mind the reason, you're not even Yotze. That's the Bach holds. Amnam b'tfilin, etzman mitzvah tfilin v'anachasim aliyad v'roish nalemna b'Torah. You know what it says in the Torah? Make an oisuk. Shartam la ois al yadecha. Make an ois al yadecha. And the taitafai say, taitafai, whatever that means, a decoration pashtus, a beninecha, shibiksav, klal. From nema kavan of atachlis. The Torah is saying, shartam la ois. Make an ois on your end. It's the tachlis. The Torah doesn't even say what tefillin is. Does the Torah say what tefillin is? It says, make an ice on your hand and make a jewel, a tight of ice, on your head.
Where does it say, V'yom kolam yoyz, V'yom?
Right, that's my tefillin, exactly. V'atachlo shemitza, to you l'ois al ayad. V'lusha, l'shabi ayad v'vedoso, shal yasa b'yodu rak rotz l'ashem. So the Torah, he learns the Beis Halevi. Interesting thing, by tefillin, it doesn't even say the mitzvah. It just gives the idea. All it gives is the idea. Tefillin is really Torah Shabbat Peh. The Torah only gave the reason. And you know what the Beis Halevi learns? In Gullus, you don't have the reason. You can't be Meshabed yourself, your arms and yourself to Hashem, if you're Meshubed in Gullus. He learns the reason of Tefillin doesn't apply in Gullus. When we're in Eretz Yisrael, you can fulfill the tachlis of tefillin. In Golus, that mishubad, the avdus l'masolam, k'mo shoyu b'mitzrayim u'b'bavel, v'masolam amachrichim lasos epechat Torah, and we're forced by the nations to go against the Torah, k'mo chil Shabbos, shum lasos malachim am b'Shabbos chdom lazeh, v'chein lo yaminichim lem, lasos amitzah say, nimtza da'ata to elis me'at tefillin, v'ika kavon shumitzah tefillin, shumatara eino im mishum shila guf, imitidus ha-moach, ha-likovet ha-parnasa, either because the shibud, or we were so busy making parnasa, al-zeba kos mikom echuyvim le'ika mitzvah, shemeiv yivon ha-beis ha-mikdash. See how he learns, Rabbi says, amazing pilpul. He learns that the Torah never really gave the mice of tefillin. It's giving us the reason, and in Golus the reason doesn't apply. So the Torah is saying, put him on in Golus just to remind yourself. It'll be a tziyun. Because someday, we'll be able to mishab in our hands. This is amazing. This is not a famous, this Beis Halevi, I don't know if I've... What?
That's the feeling.
Yeah.
That's the feeling you get when you go to Auschwitz and see all those thousands of pairs of tefillin.
Yeah.
Meaningless.
What does it mean it's meaningless?
Gullus, you know, it didn't help.
It didn't help. Well, it, you know, I don't mean it didn't help. You know, I think this Beis Halevi is very pessimistic. See, I'm a little hurt. It says in Gullus, the tefillin doesn't accomplish nothing. We're only putting it on. The reason, see, tefillin is a unique mitzvah where the Torah just gives the reason, doesn't give the mitzvah. It's the ma'aseh mitzvah.
But I think he says the same if you go to Eretz Yisrael, it's the same thing. Until the ultimate redemption.
You mean Enochinami? Today, he's been
mishu. That earlier, whether putting it on, his man hazeh really is different, even for them.
Right.
L'chayra. About the geula, that's when it will be
all of us. L'chayra, that's what he means.
Yeah.
I hate to say, in America, in Eretz Yisrael, also Meshuvah to America. They're just as Meshuvah, you know, more in Eretz Yisrael to America than we are. I mean, I hate to say it, but you know. I don't want to stay away from politics, but this is amazing Beis Halevi.
Their technology is more advanced than ours.
So, the Kitzer, the Beis Halevi is there, but Kavon is a Medrash, but it's Kedoshim. Okay, it brings a Medrash that that today we can't fulfill the kavan of tefillin. We can't purify our minds, like we said when we put on tefillin. The tachlis of tefillin, he claims the Beis Halevi, the Torah only really gives the tachlis. You know, it always bothered me that when we put on tefillin, we do say, see, this really answers my kasha a little bit. See, I always ask, there's another pasuk, the tachlis tefillin. Manti atar Hashem beficha. And we don't say it when we put on tefillin. So I once asked in Yom Narayim, we leave that out. So the Balabatim says, well, I say Pashas tefillin, so I say Lamantir Tzatz Hashem Beficha. But when we say the Nusach, when we say about putting on tefillin, the reasons, we say the Shab, like the Beis Halevi says, Meshabed Keneged HaLev, Meshabed and the head, Tar Machshavosai. We don't say Lamantir Tzatz Hashem Beficha. But according to the Beis Halevi, the pasuk is really saying what the pasuk, the way he learns the pasuk, shatam la'ois al yadecha. What do you mean la'ois al yadecha? It means it's a nice to be mishabed your maisim yourself to the Ratzon Hashem, like we say in the Hashkama, in the what we say before we put on tefillin. So Beis Halevi is learning. That's what's unique about tefillin. Saying the Torah is giving you the reason. The reason doesn't apply today. See you in him. Do it anyway. But of course it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. The mitzvah is of course a mitzvah d'oraisa. You have to put on tefillin. But the Torah gave the reason. And the reason doesn't apply today. That's what the Sifri means. That's
a mitzvah. You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.